What's going on? Choke.
My brothers.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's going on, bro? Yeah, something.
In the Matrix a little bit, bro.
Yeah.
Got that robot voice.
Yeah, next time you doing this, that's just, we'll move it to another day when you in the house so that you ain't got to be doing your errands while you doing the podcast and shit. But, see, we can't even hear you. I don't even know what's going on.
So I can't even get my weed down.
Like R2-D2.
Now on a Monday? Bull. You got to stock up. You're messing with the money. But no. Choke. Yeah.
I want to talk to Trey, but he can't talk back. So, I mean.
Bro, I can hear you, bro. Go ahead.
Okay, there you go. There you go. All right, man. So, look, man. You know me and you. I told you we got to sit down and talk about these Bantu migrations, man. Because you talking as if they never happened.
A Bantu migration happened, but the one with Cameroon, there's no evidence for that. Zero.
So what about the Bassa people? Do you know the people there?
What about them?
Okay. They claim to be of Israelite origin, and they're I believe he was the chief of security. His name was Malek. Something happened. I can't remember. It's one of those exoduses out of Egypt. But something happened, and he brought them all the way down to Cameroon. But there's a few like oral stories like that. But there's also proven evidence like that there were Bantu migrations though.
Yeah, I mean, there were Bantu migrations, but the Bantu migration I'm talking about is this theory that the Bantu homeland is in Cameroon, and from Cameroon, they spread into Central Africa, East Africa, and on into South
Africa. Okay, so the Bassa people of Cameroon, their story is that they came from Egypt.
Bantu migration, 90% of the time, that's what they're talking about. So I'm not talking about... I'm not talking about a general Bantu migration, because, again, that's something I argue that, the Bantus migrated into the area they're from Northeast Africa. But, yeah, I don't argue. But the thing is, that is in direct conflict with this whole argument that they came from Cameroon and all that goofy shit that white people made up,
I mean, when they're worse. Yeah,
that's what
Cameroon, but. But they Disney came from. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean. Now, Choke, I think you in the Matrix now.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Yeah, about to unfortunately. Say, our favorite person is coming here. Good old Chris. I'm on Bankhead, everybody, where it's good reception. Choke, I'm getting like me. I'm fucking.
You want
me? But now, I was about to say, choke them. I mean, the thing is, genetically, there's a study that recently said that to this day, there has been not any sub-Saharan African DNA found in sub-Saharan Africa prior to a relatively recent time period. Think about that. Think about that. Just think about it. And I'm going to post this.
That's not again. True. How's that true?
Say that again. Say that again, Trey.
Yeah, say that again.
There is a study, or there was a mention somewhere, and I'll find it. But it said that there was no, quote unquote, there was no either general sub-Saharan African or either EM2 or A1 or something like that. They said that only came into sub-Saharan Africa relatively recently. I'll find the quote exactly, but it's basically,
maybe they talk about EM2. But not, maybe, I mean...
Maybe. I have to double check. It's been months since I've seen that study. I should have put this in the Jumbotron earlier. But yeah, it may have been EM2, but I think it was EM2. I think it was EM2. My bad. Yeah, they said there's been no EM2 found in sub-Saharan Africa so far up until a very recent date. a very recent date. So think about it. EM2 is the most widespread marker in all of Africa. And you don't find a single remnants of it in really ancient Africa, until about, 2,000 or 3,000 years ago. So, that's a hell of a thing to explain. I mean, big population explosion. Okay, sure. But, something ain't adding up from the original Western theories of how things came to be. Something really ain't adding up. What's up?
We not adding up. That's the issue. We not adding up. It took us out of it. What up, everybody?
What's good, Pooch? What's good?
I was like, y'all talking about Kemet and Ancient Egypt. I said, y'all got the right nigga in here. What up, FBA Trey?
Yo, what up, boy? Yeah, we do this little podcast.
Yeah, NBA's trying to have me be the member of the community lynching, but NBA trained on me, so I don't be cool. Because everybody found out my granddaddy was Sudanese, and I almost got lynched. I was fighting tough that allegations for my fucking life, yo.
You got a motherfucking Mississippi accent, nigga, so... So niggas know you been here to some degree, nigga. You talk country than motherfucker.
No, nigga, I'm from Harvey. I'm from Kentucky. I'm saying I'm from Harvey, but I like my women built like they from Mississippi, so you right.
Nigga, I'm about to say you sound, you got a southern accent, but okay, I got you. What's up, Ade?
I'm good, man. How's everyone in space?
So, man, where you from again, Ade?
Where am I from?
Yeah, where you from again? I forget.
I've been living in the UK, yeah.
Okay. What's your ethnicity?
Ade. You get the name? Nigerian.
Ade. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know every tribe in Africa.
This nigga ain't special, man. Don't let him fool you. He ain't special. Ain't nothing right about him.
Oh, yeah, you still hate me. So come on, don't you? You still hate him.
If I ever catch you, it's on.
Why the hate, man?
Because you lied on me.
Lie me all the time. So, I mean? Makes us even, innit?
I don't give nobody no reason to lie on me, bro. And I don't lie.
But you lie to me, too. Else. You lie to me all the time.
If I catch you, I'm going to skin you.
Yeah, you're taking, like
you probably know that term.
You take any Twitter spaces too much.
Yeah, that's a Black American term. That's a Black American term. You don't. That's kind of old for you. You don't really know what that means. But I promise.
I probably do. You know what I mean? It's not that serious, man. These Twitter spaces, you take them too seriously.
Nah, man. See, that's the thing, man. You think it's not serious, but I believe
it's not that serious. It's not that serious.
Yeah, you don't play with a man's name like that.
But you're allowed to, yeah? You're allowed to lie on everybody and stuff. I don't think that's fair.
Well, hey, I got receipts, man. I stood up for you and nobody would. Cut that out. So you still lying. See, that's the problem.
No. I've seen you in these spaces, so don't lie. Don't go on like, you're an ally sometimes when,
Ade, what you know about these genetics in Egypt?
Quite a lot, been to Egypt quite a lot, and I've read a lot about the history of ancient Egypt, of Kemet and things like that. So, yeah. It is definitely part of African history. So, it's something that I really hold dear. Going to Luxor and seeing the hieroglyphics there, it's definitely Black people that were the originators of, ancient Egypt, I would say. What do you think?
Well, what's your reference point?
The hieroglyphics themselves. It shows clearly Black people.
Okay.
Have you been to Luxor and seen that yourself?
No, I plan on doing that trip fairly soon. But yeah, you are correct in that analysis as far as what the consensus says and goes into detail about. So I would agree with that. What do you...
In relation to the Yoruba people and the people of West Africa, a lot of their...
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The indigenous, a lot of the indigenous beliefs say that they came from ancient Egypt. That's what the gods, actually, like the Yoruba, the old Yoruba gods, say that they are from ancient Egypt. That's the folk tale, you know? So, yeah.
Okay, that's the oral history?
Yes.
Is that oral? I heard that there's oral history also in South Africa in relation to that. Is that correct? Do you know?
Yes, that would make sense because it's one of the oldest civilizations, so it would have links to other groups. So that does make sense, isn't it? Because it's older, so it would go back to the source to some degree.
To some degree, yeah. Pooch, you had something to add to it.
Oh, yeah. What I was going to say is when it comes to genetics of the ancient Egyptian people, let me just say the Kemetic people, you also got to take into effect, and it's a race history of this, that most of the mummies of these kingdoms, it wasn't that they couldn't find these paleontologists couldn't find a lot of these kingdoms and tombs, and a lot of these people were clearly back, but you got to take into account that a lot of Europeans used to consume mummies as a delicacy.
Oh, yeah.
You can look this up. So when in most cases, when they say, oh, we did DNA research, it's not even a real mummy. Because either way, I'm not going to get into it because I'm not going to keep babbling about how white people lie. So I'm going to let somebody else get the mic.
Well, I mean, that is, we found that to be true that, yes, Eurasians, Europeans would definitely go into Egypt. And a lot of these Arabs or what have you would be street vendors for Egyptian mummies and their deceased and mummified and decaying bodies. They would sell them and take them to Europe. They used them as medicine and magical purposes as well. They felt as though they were getting some type of strength from consuming these decaying bodies. And that was part of the practice for quite some time. I believe, if I have read it correctly from Smithsonian, I think it was even up into the 1800s in Europe. I believe. So yeah, that was a part of their culture in which we had seen. Adi, which you had to add to it as well.
So do you not think your lineage is part of the Kemet situation, or is it not? Because I hear stuff about indigenous to America, so I don't know how it would work with Kemet. You know, that's my question.
You were asking me personally?
Were you not in this room?
Hey, what you say? Hey, what you say?
I'm saying that, do you think your lineage goes back to Kemet yourself, or is it indigenous to the Americas? As
who you ask?
People like, who do you like? Is
reclassified being African and Negro. Like, but that's a whole other rabbit hole. I say this for shit all another the time, story. Like, you get so what I'm saying? That's why, like, America,
for
right?
example, Creole yeah. cultures. Yeah. And that's why a lot of people, especially like areas in the Carolinas and especially Louisiana and Mississippi, they have Native American heritage. But at the same time, you got to understand, even with the Native Americans, there's model minorities. Not all Native Americans got straight hair. That's a myth. You can just go over into the West Indies and look at Native Caribbeans. They got curly and brown skin. But due to the concept of race, if you got dark brown skin and you got curly hair, you automatically a Negro, which is completely wrong. I'm not one of the motherfuckers going to be like, oh, everybody in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, was already here. But at the same time, you got to look at the stats. Only 98,000 people was even brought here on slave ships. And they can show you thousands of dinosaur bones from millions of years ago, but they can't show you thousands of slave ships. So you got to understand that white people always had this minority. And it's all about dividing and conquering. But with me, when it comes to that whole subject, I really just talk, really, bro, it's really about fucking, I don't know, bro. If it ain't about, like, reparations or how we can better our community, because I don't even really care about the reparations no more. It's all about, like, how we can get better as a people and how can we find like-minded people. But, yeah, that's my stance on it. There's some people with Native there are people from chattel slavery. And then you got a mixture.
Yeah. And I agree with most of what Pooch had to say. I disagree with the whole reparations thing, though. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm definitely still looking forward to my reparations.
I'm looking forward for the motherfuckers. I'm looking forward to it. I'm saying, like, you know, there are some motherfuckers, like, look, I wasn't talking about...
Reparations only for people that came over on slave ships.
I'm reparations, right?
We are the people that came over to slave ships, Aston.
Nah, if you was already here, you don't get no reparations.
We're both Indian.
We're both. Nah. One or the other.
No.
One or the other. We don't need y'all crazies been here coming in court talk about we was already here when we trying to argue with the government.
That's been factualized.
Oh, my God.
That's a story for a completely another day. We not finna get into that shit.
I mean, we can definitely get... We are going to get into it at another date, actually, because, me, Trey, and Bodhi already talked about how we're going to be talking about our pre-Columbian history and how that's factualized as well. I think the first time we talked about that in relation to that was the Olmecs. And so we talked about it from the skeletal... archaeological evidence of it, the anthropological evidence, the cultural evidence, all of that stuff, even the botanicals as well in relation to Egypt and the Americas. But yeah, we will get into that. So you will see much more of that in the future. Now, as far as I don't think it's wrong to say, Aston, that we are both, because we are literally both. It's a fact that we were already here. That's in dissertation. And it's a fact that part of our ancestry came over from Africa as well. That's in dissertation. And we don't need dissertation to prove that. That's already, we know that. So, yeah, we are both, absolutely. So I'm not going to lie when there's repeated study and consensus on this topic that... concurs with what I am purporting. So yeah, I will say that within that notion that we would be above statures there, Adi.
That sounds cool. That sounds good. So Kemetic and that pre-Columbian, so that would be like Olmec kind of stuff.
Yeah, because if you really think about it, I mean, we've already broke this down already. It would be like, I'm basically repeating myself again, but if you weren't here, I'm not repeating myself. I know there's a couple of people in here that were here, but you look at the iconography of the Olmecs. They are, and let's be clear here, when I'm talking about the Olmecs here, I'm not saying that all of the Olmecs were black. I'm saying that a good portion of them were black, though, but the other portion were also what we would call Native American. And also, when we're looking at these studies as well, they always say that the ancient Americas was always made up of two different groups. And they always reference this Australasian or African component. And so that's always going to be a part of that conversation. I can post that if anybody had a distraction on it. So you can't rule us out. This Negroid skull and crania is always mentioned in ancient Africa. So anybody want to challenge me on that, we can go. Because I go hard for mine and what's been explained. And another thing is that I don't know if there's any Africans in here that would disagree with that. But, you know, it was just a simple classification. We were classified, yes, as Indian, as well as mulatto and all these other things as well. It's just a classification. But you got to realize that classification didn't even apply to the Native Americans, because the Native Americans are also not Indian. There was no genetic Indian in 1492. So we're talking about a classification, and just like you were classified as something else by the Europeans. For example, Nigerians, right, Eddie? You were called Nigerian by the Europeans. That's a classification.
That's correct. In 1914, Lagarde created Nigeria.
Right. Absolutely.
He put it together. So you're right. Before that, it didn't exist. Before right. that. Yeah. So that's correct. But white supremacy, they talk about the whole globe. So... You know.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you can agree with that, because that's the actual fact. And the fact that,
yes.
That you guys were classified one way and we were classified one way, and we're telling you our history, and you're telling us that we can't class or we can't call ourselves our original classification, that's just idiotic.
I didn't say that.
We can't continue to do that. So, yes, I don't go around saying I'm Indian all day, but I will defend that history.
You're getting very defensive. I didn't say anything of the sort.
Not you, Eddie. Not you.
Hey, man, there's an older gentleman in here. He's a Nigerian, Yoruba, I believe, Mr. Amura. He has a wealth of knowledge, man. We were building for probably about
8 hours. Come to the floor, Amon. I saw you clapping and all that, but yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
listen, man, he has some, especially Poochie, especially what we were talking about the Carolina Indians and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
man, he has some knowledge, man. I'm not trying to put him on the spot, but you know, I know he knows his stuff, like he really does.
Yeah, absolute. And like I said, this is something I'm going to break down more thoroughly. It's something I don't want to talk about too much right now, but I do want people to realize how much dissertation and study has gone into this that verifies this. I think it's completely asinine to even pretend that it's not factualized at this point, because we're not talking about one study, I'm not talking about two, I'm not talking about five, I'm not talking about 10. There's at least a dozen that are corroborating the same thing. Smithsonian Institute, I can go down the list, really, if I really look into Harvard, it's a couple. So yeah, our history is here, and it's also in Africa as well. Whether people want to recognize that or not, it's up to them.
Yeah, definitely. I think history is all our histories are hidden. I think it's about understanding more. I think that the Europeans do try and hide a lot of history, I would say, you know, in relation to all of us. I think, you know, the way I look at things is that there's commonalities, there are ways that we can work together and get things done, you know. So
absolutely,
we should be using this, you know, Chuckamon hates me, but I think there's ways that we can use this app to help each other and stuff like that. So I find ways of moving forward, you know, instead of all this argument and all this craziness, I try to find ways of moving forward, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Pooch, you had something else to add to the...
Like, for example, I'm just gonna show you all, like, using a good example of, like, reclassification, right? So, boom, right? A lot of the reason a lot of people were reclassified, bro, is because a lot of people wasn't gonna leave their houses and land to go to Oklahoma. And another thing, too, is you just gotta, like, you just gotta think to yourself for a second, right? And I use this example all the time, right? Just with North America, because I know people be like, well, you look, you have African features. I hit them with this shit all the time. On every continent, you can find people with wide noses and curly hair. That's not just a native to Africa. That's another thing. So, like, boom, even then, right? So, with the Austronesian people, some of them have straight hair, some of them have curly hair, but they have wider features. So the whole thing is like, okay, you got to understand, when somebody is like calling you black, because even there's African people I know that don't even like being called black. Like, for example, like when I lived in Georgia, like a lot of Ethiopians don't like being called black. They be like, yeah, I'm African and stuff, but I don't really like being called black. I'm not trying to defend no Coonan or nothing like that. And even some of my Sudanese family members, because they're foreign African, and they feel that they're better than sub-Saharan Africans and all that bullshit.
That's true.
But they don't like being called black. Like, because I'm part Benji. That's my African tribe from my grandfather's side. I'm part Benji, but that's a story for another day. But most of them be Coonan and shit, so I don't really hang with them.
Amon Ra, I wanted to hear what you had to say on it.
Yes, hello, sound check?
Yep. Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, good evening, guys. It's actually about 1 a.m. in Lagos, Nigeria now.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't the light supposed to be off? No, I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking
with you. No, the light's not supposed to be off. Normally, I would have listened at least 30 minutes or an hour to have a perfect understanding of the discussion. But based on what I've heard so far, I kind of like have a couple of questions and I would express my understanding. One, I heard somebody speaking about
as the question I always ask, when people classify them as a conversation with murder, what does that mean? How does that
mean? Wait, hold on. I'm on. Hold on.
I can't hear you properly.
I'm gonna have to have you repeat it because we can't really hear you.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I said basically, I have some questions that we can keep that in mind while I speak. And questions will be better. People talk.
Hold on. Hold on. You went right back out.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I go on? Can you can hear me?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah.
I said, there's some questions I would want to ask that I like
speaking.
Right, it's like soon as you start talking about the topic, it goes into like a.
Nigga, you know you ain't supposed to be on the internet this late, nigga. You were breaking Niger a curfew, nigga. You know the drill.
We don't have no curfews, just like you don't have curfews over there. Okay?
I'm fucking with you.
I know you are.
Exactly. There's no need for that, man. You know what I mean?
He fucking around. He like doing that shit. I be doing that shit too. So
I mean,
if I'm playing on, don't take it so seriously.
Is the echo still there?
No. It went away.
Okay, so basically, more like what?
Go ahead, Rob. I think I'm not hearing everything you're saying. I know you had a discussion about what we were briefly talking about as far as
I stopped talking because I was saying something. I couldn't hear what Ben was saying.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the thing is, based on the history, the question on my mind most of the time is when people classify themselves as foundational Black Americans, I kind of wonder what the interpretation of foundational Black American is. I kind of wonder why it would be different from the basic interpretation of an African, a Black African. Now,
can I answer this, please? After you done, can I answer that after you done?
No problem. I'm not the co-host. Whatever the co-host decides.
Go ahead. You can.
So the thing is, my understanding is the people we refer to as Indians, and I'm bringing this up because somebody was talking about. Wrong descriptions of people. The people we refer to as the American Indians, India basically means black. These people were black. My understanding again is that at a point in time, there were black people, black African people in the Americas, even before the transatlantic slave trade. Two, mm-hmm. the second thing that would be on my mind. Like somebody was saying before I came on, we were described as Nigeria, but there's a river. It's called depending on what part of the world you focus on. If you focus on the British side, you would pronounce it as Niger River. If you pronounce it properly, it would be Nigger.
Mm-hmm.
Nigger. So. They did describe us. We had kingdoms. They did describe us as Nigeria. Someone said, I think it was Adida said that in 1914, that was when they had the amalgamation to join the Northern Protectorate with the Southern Protectorate. We were called the Royal British Trading Company, but we had our own kingdoms depending on the tribe. So my focus again would be on this term, foundational Black Americans. I've been in a lot of spaces and I see people propagating that they're foundational Black Americans and they're not Africans. So I don't understand what the difference is. When you consider yourself a foundational Black American and you say you're a foundational Black American, you have no roots from Africa, you're not African, that foundational Black Americans are different from Africans. And if you look at it basically and you do the research, there's a lot of hidden history in Florida. There's a lot of buried tombs that nobody talks about. And by the time they do their research, most of these mass burial points they find in Florida, when they test them, it's indicative that these bones are bones of black people. So if anybody could explain to me the difference between a foundational black American.
So listen, I got an MBA training. I'm gonna make it this. So I'm gonna make it as simple as this. So when somebody say they foundational black American, they either mean like I already had ancestors here and then on here from chattel slavery, not forced, like it wasn't forced migration. Black people that's here from forced migration and also black people that was already here that has a culture here. So when we say we're black American, we strictly just mean that. My family been here for 600 and even thousands of years. So in most cases, a lot of black Americans want to distinguish from the African American is because you got to understand African American is something new that they didn't even start calling us until the 1970s. Number two, a lot of black Americans are tired of the fact that a lot of Caribbeans and also Africans that migrate here, they come over here with this mentality or with this white man's mentality and perception of these stereotypes of black Americans when they hate us, we're lazy, all it is. But at the same time, they want to take our accomplishments away from us. Like anytime black Americans make an accomplishment, such as jazz music, country music, hip hop, it always got to go back to Africa instead of from black Americans where it originated from. Okay, so it's like, okay, so like, it's just like, we just trying to claim what's ours. That's it. That's what most cases people mean. Because when they say foundation, we mean that we are the foundational plate that built this country. That's what they mean by foundational black American.
And one more thing to note as well.
Okay, real quick, sure, and, sure.
I just want to add one more thing that he missed is the fact that most of this came from the fact that we are trying to build upon our reparations claim. And so we cannot be one big Negro if we are trying to identify who was here for thousands of years. We cannot do that if everybody is one big Negro. So we have to, you know, we have to use a fine tooth comb and make sure that the people who are going to be receiving reparations are the people who have been here building the country in that lineage. Now, we do respect our African genetic cousins as well, but we cannot allow you to be part of a reparations claim that has nothing to do with you. So in that sense, I believe
this conversation changed. I thought we were talking about Kemet, but all right, I'll leave.
Oh, yeah, it definitely did change. It definitely changed.
Nah, it changed a little bit, innit? I thought you were talking about Kemet, but okay.
Bye.
I'll leave, innit?
Bye. Goodbye.
No, we'll go back to it. We'll go back to it.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
We'll go back to it, but I just wanted to make sure, since that question was brought up, that we understand that I'm not against Africans at all. I think that y'all should get whatever claims y'all want to get as well. The Caribbeans also need to get your claims, but I'm just saying that American chattel slavery happened to black Americans. That's it.
And this is the thing with Africans, it's like this,
okay,
right?
At
the same time, like while we doing our little thing, y'all need to worry about getting y'all money from them British motherfuckers up there. That's really what it boils down to. Like, this is the thing, right? It's like, you know what I'm saying? We got our own shit going on in our house right now. So y'all should just take note and be like, you know what? These British motherfuckers owe us a lot of money. Y'all need to take that energy, y'all, some, not to all of everybody, but y'all need to take that energy and bring that shit to them British motherfuckers and get y'all shit back.
America left a footprint over there too as well. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes, okay. So the second thing would be, if, like you've explained, the foundational black American, so the second thought would be, is it safe to say if we're, that as a foundational black American, who predated who? Did the foundational black American predate the Indians who have their own reservation land, or the Indians?
Yeah, let me answer this question. I think I'm the perfect candidate for this question. Great question. Because the whole FBA and all of that stuff is a bunch of mumbo jumbo to me, even though my ancestors originated here and I probably fall into that category. It's mumbo jumbo because me, I've done intense research on almost all of the pyramids in the world. We got pyramids right here in America. Now, I'm going to tell you the crazy thing. And see, these facts that you can go look up, it's a Ankh symbol right here in America. You see, and I believe, this might be my conspiracy theory, but I believe that they cut Mexico out because that ankh is in Mexico. It's a huge ankh right there in Mexico with Mesoamerican black people painted in those pyramids. You see, they don't want us to be connected to that, right? So they build a border up on the wall, right? And say, y'all ain't connected to that. Y'all in America. So we just here looking confused. But it's a lot of research and stuff underground here in America. You got underground cities that stretch from New York to L.A. Underground waterfalls, bro. Stuff you is under bodies. They done found Egyptian stuff in the Grand Canyon that they probably not telling us about. Come on, y'all. We got to think deeper than this. Now, the ankh is around the world. It's on our land. It's in Africa. It's in China. It's showing us that we connected without saying anything. Now, these people who got these big eyes, little U's, we were here first mentalities, see, they're fucking it up. That's why social media could be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing, because when the bad people get the mic, it causes chaos. Why are Africans and African Americans fighting or Americans fighting? It does not make sense. We know we have differences. Now, using stone, let's use stone. Everybody put your books down. I don't care who wrote it. We're going to go outside and find our answers in nature. Something that can't be destroyed. These pyramids are wonders of the world, all over the place. And you telling me nobody know how they work? Nobody know how they work, right? We got all these black people running around poor, and we don't know where these black people came from, and we don't know how these pyramids work either. I want to put two and two together. Maybe we're the ones that's connected to the pyramids, and we know how they work. Maybe we can figure it out. But see, this is information that's being kept from us. We're not even worried about the pyramids. We're worried about diamond chains, gold rings, foreign cars, Twitter, Facebook. We don't give a fuck about them damn pyramids. See, but that's where our answer's at. And you see, we scared of the goddamn answer. We running away from it. We'll chase our tail and blame the next person and do all of this premeditated, egotistical ejaculation, and we should be worshiping nature, right? Not ourselves. Who cares who was here first? Who cares who had it the roughest, bro?
So, would you say, the Indians were there before the so-called foundational Black Americans, or the foundational Black Americans were there before the Indians?
I don't like to use those terms, because when you use those terms, you have the same mindset as those people. So I understand you.
So
who was the gods who carried that ankh and they in stone all around the world? Those gods, bro. Whoever they were, they showing us that we are all from the same source.
This is my point of view. My point of view is the people we refer to as Indians. For instance, the Cherokee Indians, these same people, were Africans. They were Black Africans. If you look at the culture,
that's correct.
It's interesting that you say a lot of deep research. If you do a lot of deep research and you look at the Indians and the Cherokee Indians, and you look at their culture and you look at their tradition and you look at their form of divination and their form of shamanism, you find that a lot of African cultures and a lot of West African cultures still practice the same thing. Now, when we talk about Kemet and we talk about descriptions, if we put a timeline on it, and when you're doing research on ancient civilizations, you have to keep in mind, if you put a 10,000-year timeline on it, you have to keep in mind the kind of languages that were spoken at that time.
But you can't really say Kemet versus Egypt, because
brother,
it's the same thing.
Kemet is Egypt.
Brother, Amun Ra.
What I'm saying is, whatever, it's the same thing. It's just what I'm saying is, whatever
right. Timeline you... It is the same thing, but when you write it like that, you confuse people.
And whatever timeline
that's
you
what
put
I'm trying to get at.
Hey, brother, Amun Ra.
That's my brother.
Hey, so that Cherokee band that you're talking about, the one in Carolina, right?
Yes, the Carolinas. The original Cherokee Indians. They have the same tradition, the same characteristics, the same culture as the Igbo people of Nigeria.
Yeah. And they wore feathers in their hair. And yes, you want to know who else had feathers in their hair? The queen from Egypt, Nefertiti. You look at her pictures on the stone walls in the pyramids. She got colored feathers in her hair.
Who were the people that made up Egypt? Who were the people that made up ancient Egypt? They were West African tribes. If you look at the language and you look at the Yoruba language, they're basically the same. So what I'm saying is, if you look back 10,000 years ago, languages didn't exist. So any description in a recent language is indicative that this was not the description 10,000 years ago.
10,000 years ago, all of the animals that are from Egypt started and originated in America. Every Egyptian god animal originated in America.
What's the timeline? That's what I'm explaining. That's what I'm explaining to you. Now, you said they originated from America. Fine, Turtle Island. What I'm saying is that when you put a timeline on it, what race of people were in the Americas at that time?
Who makes the timeline? Who gets to create the timeline and say, okay, this is the timeline that's accurate?
What I'm saying is, if you're talking about America, are you talking about America 2,000 years ago? Are you talking about America 3,000 years ago?
I'm talking about America when the Ankh was used all around the world, because the Ankh is still here in America, and it's in Kemet as well.
So how many years ago are you talking about? I'm trying to establish something, because at a point in time...
I don't
want to
talk about time, because time does not exist.
No. In this context, if you look at American history...
Okay, let's use the white man's time, right? He said the world 5,000 years old, right? Let's use his timeline, okay? Do it still make sense? Use the timeline. Just use the facts.
I can use anything I can use to communicate. I can speak in English. I can speak in any language. Just because I choose a particular language to communicate doesn't mean you're speaking in English. That's not your language. That's the white man's language. But we're understanding each other. So all I'm saying is that if we're looking at American history at a point in time in American history, and we're tracing any history to the Americas at a point in time, the people that existed in American history at that time were Black Africans. So if you're linking it up, it's still the same thing. It's an African tradition. So you're telling me that what could be found in Egypt at a point in time you're tracing it to America. So you're still tracing it to the Black people. And I'm telling you that if you look at Egypt, if you look at Kemet, ancient Kemet, there were other civilizations before ancient Kemet came up. It was the Nile River Valley civilizations. There were other rivers where people had inhabited. So what I'm telling you is that it was West African that made up the Egyptians that you're talking about.
Yeah, that's true. But also, you have to remember, too,
the first pyramid was made in Memphis, Tennessee, in America.
Not really. I'll say this.
Tennessee, in America, and it's still there today.
We're saying the same thing. We're saying the same thing. So the pyramid
with facts. It's a 24-karat golden pyramid in California.
Hold on, NYT. Because, I'm with you for the most part, but hold on. Because I don't know how... things can say one thing, but it needs to be repeated. Now, I'm all for us being in here in America. We are indigenous to America and all that, but I don't know how old a civilization would be in America before anything in Africa first.
Right. I would try to keep it simple like this. Egypt was African civilization. You have to remember that.
No, we're not talking about landmass, though. We're talking about civilization.
Exactly.
Africans traveled to America, though. They had boats, to travel across.
If you traveled to America, wasn't people already in America?
I wouldn't say there's people already in America, but I would say that, they, you know, there was like there was Africans that, you know, traveled in. Because like people take, you know, take knowledge with them, but like you,
right? We were always here. You see
the pyramids in Mexico, Guatemala, in and like in some other parts of South America.
Identical to Africa.
That's knowledge, you know. That's, you know, like that's identical. Mathematical knowledge. So you have to think, you know, mathematics, it did came from Africa. So the Africans, you know,
it came from nature.
Like I said, like human nature.
It came from a specific human nature. Place. Mathematics was discovered in nature.
It wasn't discovered in nature. A human thing.
Mathematics was discovered.
Brother, what's your
humans made up math. Nature wasn't appeared. Humans made it.
Hold on a second. NYT, what's your aim? What's your basis? Like what's your point you're trying to get across?
So look, this is my point, y'all. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. It don't matter how long ago it was. The melanated individual lives with nature. We are part of nature. And the pyramid, I've been studying the pyramids. That's why I sound different from everybody. The pyramids tell you a whole completely different story if you just read the murals. So we're not supposed to be talking amongst each other. And I'm not supposed to be giving y'all this information. You're supposed to be using your imagination to read those murals and figure out what you're supposed to do. Yeah, an old head's going to laugh. But if you even read in the Bible, they'll tell you Jesus went into that cave. And when he came out, his eyes were afire and he was glowing. Now, if you go look at the same pyramid that they say Jesus came out of, the steps in the pyramid is melted, bro. They're fucking melted. And something had to elevate because it's like a 6-foot step. So something elevated. It wasn't walking, bro. Like the shit is still here. People act like it's just not there, and like I'm going crazy just, you know, thinking about this shit. Like,
my brother, what are you doing, bro?
You are going crazy.
Straight up,
Lord have mercy, man.
Slow it down, bro. All I'm gonna say is slow down.
Any pyramid that has external staircase, it's an altar to a god. The pyramids have two functions. You have pyramids as burial chambers, and you have pyramids that they use to sacrifice unto their gods. The ones that have the steps on the external, they climb to the top, the apex of the pyramid, and they perform their sacrifices. Those are altars.
But bro, the pyramids it's no lights in the pyramid, so you can't tell me that these people wasn't like creatures, bro. They was glowing, bro. Like, it's no lights in there. So how did they get that art in there so perfect, bro? Look at the detail.
That's what we're talking about. An ancient African culture is divination. If you look at the Dogon, they could describe the Sirius constellation, and there was no telescope invented at that time.
And you want to know something different? You want to know something different about America versus Africa? You can get to every part of the world in underground America. That's why it's an army base on everybody's land except ours. You got U.S. Army bases in Africa, over there in China, over there, all over the goddamn gone place, because we can get to those places underground. Nobody can come attack the U.S. underground, bro.
You're moving me away from my highway to another highway. Let's leave that for now.
Exactly. And so it's basically saying that the U.S. is the stomping grounds for the world. The U.S. holds all the information and technology for the world.
I agree with you. Just hang on a minute, okay? I'm trying to establish the Kemet and the African and the foundational Black American and the Indian and the African connection. That's what I'm trying to establish. Right. So if you have any information...
I would simply use the Ankh.
Whatever you
the
call
Ankh
it.
The Ankh is on every single land. It's on whatever every land. How can we not...
I'm trying to simplify it, but it's not that simple.
But who did
I'm trying to see your perspective then. I want to hear your perspective.
Brother.
How is it not that
okay,
simple?
Let me ask you a question. Since I can only assume you do a lot of research. You have an average understanding of how old the Chinese people are. What if I told you that
they were black. And the pyramids over there in China. The first culture was black.
NYT, let them let him just get his point out first, and then we'll have a conversation about it.
What I was saying is that, and it's a good thing that he said they were black. So what I was saying is that history, ancient history, tells us that the first people who set land on Chinese land and basically Asia were Africans. They migrated through Africa to Asia. The basic information on the migration, the first people who settled in Chinese land are the Yoruba people and the West Africans. And that's why he also said that the first Chinese people were black. So what I'm saying is that if we agree that Africans migrated out of Africa in history, you have into Africa migration and you have out of Africa migration. So if they could migrate to Asia and establish China and become the ancestors of the Chinese. But if you look at the modern day Chinese now and you don't understand these things, you wouldn't be able to put it together that the Africans are the ancestors of the Chinese. Now, all I'm saying again is that at the same time that you had Africans migrating all over, every single race on every single land in the whole world were black Africans. So I'm trying to establish that if we say that foundational black Americans came before what they call the Indians now, and the Indians were black Africans, then how are they not the same? We're not talking about the Indians.
Hold on real quick. Let me just simplify this because I want to get to world real quick after this. Because some people hit me up. They want to get back to the topic at hand, which is about genetics of Kemet. But I want to say one more thing, though. When we're talking about America, I don't know if you can put who came first. I think we all understand that black people are the parents. So we're always first. I don't know who landed here first, technically, but we're always the parent first. And people are always going to identify and say there's always been two different people that were in ancient America first. That much we do know. World, you want to go?
Yeah, hear me?
Yeah.
Now the FBA thing is nothing more than a political response to differentiate ourselves politically in America. It has nothing to do with being separate from our African roots or any other roots we have. Now, I wanted to ask a question to the brother who was mentioned. I thought I heard him say, you know, the pyramids, you know, were older in America, so on and so forth. And I was trying to listen for some kind of scientific evidence. Hold on a second, though. When it comes to subjects like this, when we're talking about ancient cultures and, you know, skulls and grave sites and, you know, artifacts, it takes science, some kind of science, to determine, you know, the date and the location and so on and so forth. Now, I want to ask you, because and before I ask this, I want you to think about this. For us to have some understanding of the ancient world, it took archaeology, biology, linguistics, and all of these different disciplines to at least get close to the answer. Now, let me ask you, is there any form of science that you believe or that you follow that help you come to your conclusions?
Yes. Science and nature, as a matter of fact.
Hold on, wait, before you go. Now, the study of nature, to understand nature, what process or what avenues do we normally take to understand nature?
Are you asking my opinion
not your opinion. For the reason why we understand things like
food, fact, so,
Wait a minute. For us to understand things like photosynthesis and all of the different species and the ecosystems, you need science, right?
You need what?
science to explain the natural world.
No, you don't. You need your imagination. You put a seed in the ground. The sun shines. It grows.
Okay.
You eat.
Wait, stop right there. I got you. Now stop right there.
You don't need no book.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Stop doing all that, man. We having a dialogue. We not making.
Okay. I'm trying to go off of what you said because I don't want a whole lot of stuff to be said and. Let's slow it down.
You don't want me to explain myself. You're trying to make me look like a fool because I'm smart as
hell. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm trying to have a discussion with you. I just wanted to slow down just a little bit and let's go step by step off of what you just said. Now, can you go back to that one thing you just said about putting the seed in the ground? Go ahead.
You don't need a book.
No. I need you to say what you just said, and let's break that down real quick. Go ahead.
Say it. I ain't trying to say it, but you keep saying no. So, like I was saying, you don't need a book to know that if you see an apple tree, right, and you see a whole bunch of apples on the ground, one of those apple seeds will fall in the dirt, another apple seed will start growing. You're going to see that, right? You're going to see that in nature without you just using your paradigm. You're just using your third eye, your first eye, whatever you want to call it, your pineal gland. You're just using that. You're going to say, hey, is this a new plant growing? Maybe I should go start one over here, right? It's just, I ain't going to say it's common sense, but that's how the brain works. You know, we get to learn. We like computers.
Okay, I got you. I got everything you just said. Now, to understand how that seed grew, even our digestive system after we eat the apple, don't we need science to explain? I mean, we could look at it from a surface perspective.
We need God to explain how that works. And God said, don't worry about all of that. Don't worry about all that. If you want to know how nature works, die, and then you'll see where your soul goes.
All right, so let me ask you this question. Do you know what photosynthesis is?
Yes, and do you know how it reacts to your melanin?
Oh, wow. All right, well, let's go with what you just said. Why do we know? what melanin is? Why do we know, and why can we explain what melanin is? Go ahead.
We can explain what melanin is because of the ancient Egyptians leaving writing on the wall. I don't know if you've seen the pyramid in Egypt, but they have one with Amen-Ra in there, and he's holding a pineal gland. Now, this pineal gland...
Pineal gland is full of melanin.
It's full of this black
substance. And how did we find it out? How are we able to look at that with technology? Yeah. How can you look through a person's head and see their pineal gland? Or does it take instruments to determine?
Well, I think that goes into the topic here, you guys, because I'm going to transition it back to the genetics.
When we're talking about this guy, one more thing. Like, what are you, like, 19 or some shit? Like, the way you're talking right now.
I'm 30, man. You're not smart enough to ask me questions.
I'm trying to be cool, but, you definitely didn't go to science class. I see that.
Oh, I did not skip biology, man.
Oh, I can tell. It's
very obvious. Man, I was wasting my time the whole entire time trying to explain everything.
But
all your questions though.
But this goes back into the topic we were talking about, genetics. Melanin was brought up, and I wanted to at least expound on that. We know Ansel Diop did use melanin dosage tests as a part of his I guess you could say, quote unquote, genetic analysis in some words to really explain who the Egyptians were. And this chemical body responsible for the skin pigmentation is broadly speaking insoluble and preserved for millions of years in the skins of fossils and animals. He used this method and Thutmose and Seti the first, Ramses the second. They were all, conjured around the Cairo Museum. In short term, basically, they had used like ultraviolet light techniques and what have you, and fluorescent lights. Other techniques that I'm not going to get into right now, but they did say that in their conclusion, either way, let us.
Who used fluorescent lights?
UNESCO and specifically Dio. Either way, let us simply say that the evaluation of melanin level by microscopic examination in a laboratory method, which enables us to classify the ancient Egyptians as unquestionably among the black races. That is with UNESCO and Anta Diop. Anybody needed to add to that melanin dosage test?
I want to ask the brother, can the brother explain how Sheikh Anta Diop and others came to those conclusions?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I was talking to my
Based on what the brother just explained, can you explain how Sheikh Anta Diop and others were able to come to these conclusions and why we have this information today?
Oh, yeah. I watched a couple of Anta Diop videos. I used to watch his videos. I remember one specific video. He was saying that the black man may have started in the northern part of Africa, not in Egypt. But
what did he mean? What techniques? What methods and techniques did he use to find this information?
Well, for instance, I'm just go back to nature because I'm not going to use the white man books like you. I'm gonna go back to nature. So before
science is white man.
Can I finish? Thank you. So in nature, Diop and one of his other associates both mentioned that the moon came out of the moon wasn't always in the sky. It came out of the earth, and the land was all connected.
That's folklore. That's not.
But whatever. Right. That's whatever. That's folklore. But anyway, the mist that was on the planet that also is in the Bible, that it was a mist on the earth that you can reach out into. It was plants. It was beautiful. It was like a garden everywhere. That's how the earth was. Now, they said when the moon left, it took all of the water and the plants and stuff died. And I was just like, what? That don't make sense. They got to be some bullshit, right? And then I started doing research on the moon. They talking about how the moon moves the waves of the water and the ocean. I'm like, what? And things like that. Hell no.
There's a gravitational
pull. That cannot be true.
Well,
exactly.
Let me ask you this.
So now, when I was listening to Anta Diop and them, they were saying how when the moon left, that all of the plants died and the water from the mist and the air left. And I was just, you know, I use nature. I use them. That's they're part of nature, man. I ain't use no white man.
Wait a minute, but science is the study of nature. And let me ask you this one thing.
Exactly. Now, exactly.
Science is the study of nature. Science. Now that we know today that, now that we know today that water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, is that white man science?
Wait. Ain't it Celsius for cold?
Water freezes at 32 degrees. Is that white man science, or is that just science?
That's nature, man. Come on, man. When it freezes outside, don't we get black ice and shit?
didn't you fall off your front porch before?
Yo, is this nigga trolling? Like, hold on. Is this motherfucker trolling, like, for real, for real?
Ain't nobody gonna be wrong, though. Ain't nobody gonna be wrong. You can't even ask me an intelligent question. I kill all his questions with the word nature, and he looks stupid. He got to try to ask another question.
Oh, really?
I just say nature.
I'm the one who looks stupid in this exchange.
You can't even ask me an intelligent question. You need to read more, brother. You sound like you 50 years old. You probably read 2 books. Sad, brother. You that old and you don't know half the shit I'm talking about? Like, you should be able to school me easily, brother. You're not even on your square. You sitting up here trying to talk, brother. I'm running businesses, brother. You can go check my website. Go check out my YouTube page, brother. I'm doing big shit.
I don't even talk on these weak-ass spaces
because y'all still talking about the same shit from 6 months ago, bro. FBA in Africa. Like, why the fuck is y'all beefing? You know what I'm saying? We all
talking. Hold on. And you just went on a whole nother chapter. Like, what is you talking about right now? Like, first you talking about the moon and the stars, and you read this book.
Nature, bro.
Nature and science and the white man. Like, the pyramids everywhere.
Black people.
Pyramids started in America. Like,
fuck is you talking about? The paradigm shift.
Fuck is you talking about today?
Let's talk about the paradigm shift, brother. What you know about that? Yeah, mute your mic. What you know about the paradigm shift, brother?
This is by far the best troll I ever heard, though.
Exactly. You don't know nothing about that, brother. Mute your mic.
Well, I mean, I don't know much about trolling. I know you did a pretty good job.
You couldn't stay You couldn't stay in the lines when you was coloring in school, bro. So you used to make jokes.
The whole room heard what the fuck you said just now. So everything you're accusing me of, the room just heard you speak.
And stuff like that.
So you're describing yourself. Oh, the fucking the earth had went away in the moon and the mist. What are you talking about, kid?
You're going to make it one day. I know.
And that's white man science. I just listen to fucking nature. Like, what is you?
And I know you will teach the world.
30?
About nature, 30? Bro. Cause you act.
All right, hold on. Let me bring it back to civility a little bit, at least a little bit back on the topic. Amon Ra did bring up the fact that West Africans were a part of the dynastic Egyptian foundation, and I don't disagree with that. But West Africa is not the only one a part of that foundation. It will also be in the Southwest and in the East as well. We know that through linguistics, through cultural affinities, through, again, he touched on oral traditions that tends to happen as well in a lot of these African histories also. So when we're talking about the peopling of Africa, there's going to be a far range of these people. I know Trey talked, if you weren't in the space earlier, Trey did speak on Group A, Nubia. I did want to speak on that. I think this was from dissertation with Soy and Sadio. Soy Kida. He said that Dynasty One rulers incorporated the Ta Seti kingdom or principally into the Egyptian state system, making Ta Seti's inhabitants and territory Egyptian. Ta Seti became the southernmost nome of Egypt long before Dynasty Three. Ta Seti and for a group Nubian state may have helped to unify Egypt. At any rate, morphological and non-metric and metric studies has discussed earlier clearly indicate that the southern pre-dynastic peoples were biologically more similar to Nubians and more southern Africans than to northern dynastic people.
I don't even know why we still calling them Africans, because they wasn't called Africans. Diop told us that too. So why are we still using the term African? That's what get everybody all riled up, because then I'm not African, I'm American. Like, come on, man, we all the melanated, whatever you want to call us, bro. Like, we need to cut these terms off.
What were they called?
You definitely got that off. It turns out we following each other.
What were they called? There's a tribe of African people called the Afra people. Afra. And what I'm saying is, over the years, terms change based on the language. But there's a tribe of Africans called the Afra people. They're as old as the Twa people. Afra.
Is that means without cold or something like that?
Well, it would depend on the language you're talking about. You can use a word and it could mean something else in English. It could mean something else in another language.
Yeah, that's facts.
And another thing we need to consider is that when you have old words from different dialects of ancient Hebrew, they could have a meaning, a different meaning from back in the day, and they can have a different meaning today. Case in point, in the English language, gay back in the day meant happy, but gay today means something else. So
it means to learn from within, but today it means you got to go get the white man book or go to college and get an education. But education, the Latin root word means to learn from within.
Within.
I'm out of here, y'all. I'm out of here. Nice talking to y'all. Peace.
It's the same thing with the word light. When you use light today, you're talking about illumination. But light back in the day meant knowledge. Let me shed more light on this matter. Let me explain. Let me shed more knowledge on this matter. So when you're reading stuff and the description is from back in the day, you have to have a fair or perfect understanding of what the term was used back then. But what I'm saying is, with these different descriptions, when you have a description that it's in the English language describing a certain race of people 20, 30, 50,000 years ago, those people weren't called the same description simply because the English language didn't exist then. I don't know if we're on the same page. So we would have different descriptions from different periods in time. Just like somebody said, now my tribe, they call us Yoruba. And I have this discussion with a lot of Yoruba people. I've been trying to find out the meaning of Yoruba in Yoruba language, and there's no meaning of Yoruba in Yoruba language. So that is indicative that it was a description from another African tribe describing this tribe. Case in point, when they say Hebrew, that Hebrew is not in the Hebrew's language. That Hebrew is on the language from the people describing a certain people as Hebrew, which means from the other side. So if you're in New York and somebody comes in from Florida and you have a description for them that these people, these are these kind of people, it's in your term, not in the people's term that came. And another case in point is the Yoruba language, where we describe the white man as Oyinbo. So the white man would never agree that he is Oyinbo, because Oyinbo is a description in the Yoruba language. The same thing too, and I would beg everybody's indulgence if I say the word, I don't mean it in a negative way, when Yoruba people say Akata. Akata means somebody that plucks or picks pepper. So when they're saying that, they're distinguishing themselves from the people that migrated to the Americas, apart from the people that were taken to the Americas to pick pepper on the farms. So it's not the description of the people that were the slaves that were in America that the language has changed. It's the description from the language of the Nigerians that came, the Yoruba people that came to America at a later time.
Hold on. I mean, let me first appreciate the fact that NYT came in with a totally different perspective. I mean, I didn't agree with it, but, you know, the dynamic was definitely different. Amon Ra, so you said it came originally from what, picking peppers? What did you say?
No, I'm giving an instance of description from... you have two set of people.
Your language first started.
Yes. you're in front of me and I'm talking about, I'm giving you a description. I'm describing you that this person, oh, this kind of person, that description is in my own language. I'm seeing you. It's not in your own language. So I gave the example of the Yoruba people that went to America on their free will. And when they got to America, they saw black people there. And what was the description they used to describe the black people? The Yoruba people says, ah, Awakata, these Akata, these cotton pickers. So what they're saying is these people we're looking at, these are not the people that came with their free will from Nigeria. These are the people, our ancestors, that were taken as slaves to go and work on the farm. And their description, the Yoruba description for a white man is Onyibo. And Onyibo in my language means he peeled his skin. He scratched the skin till he peeled. So the white man, we can't say the white man is Onyibo because it's not in the white man's language. So what I'm saying is that their descriptions, when somebody was talking about why are we calling ourselves African, it's a description in somebody's language. The people you're describing, it's not their language. And I give an example of today, the word Yoruba has stuck with my tribe.
But you understand our plight with that word now, correct?
Yes, and that's why I said when I was given examples, I said I would beg your indulgence not to take the word that I would pronounce in a negative light, that I'm only using that word as an emphasis to stress my point. I understand everything about the word and how some people look at the word. And I also understand everything about the word and how some people don't see anything negative about the word. There are words, I see a lot of Americans, I grew up in America, I see a lot of Americans saying ashe, 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 and their understanding of ashe is different. And I'm telling them that ashe is a Yoruba word. It means to command. Avracadavra means it will be created in the word that I speak. But people look at it's avra, not abracadabra. They look at it as he's saying magic. That's his magic spell. But avracadavra means it literally and basically means it will be created in the words that I speak. So ashe means if I wake up in the morning and I said, I don't have any money today, but I'm going to go out and I'm going to have food and I'm going to come back with food and I'm going to come back with money. That's an ashe. It's a command. It's a positive pronouncement.
Yes, but we understand the complexities of a language, but we can, first of all, we got to understand that as much as the language might mean something else originally, and we're in America. And you're in America calling Americans Akata, and we use that word. That's a slur.
When you say you, I want to assume you're talking about Nigerians, not me in particular.
No, not you in particular. No, no, I'm not talking about you in particular. I'm talking about the general meaning of it over here in America and how we understand it over here in America. While you're calling us Americans Akatas is a slur. World, I know you had something to say. Did you have something to say to it?
No, I understand that.
I kind of get what he was trying to say, and I'm trying to, you know, give the benefit of the doubt, like of us viewing it from not only a Western lens, because there was such pain and negativity tied to picking cotton. I wonder if. The Nigerians, not all, but some of those who may have used it before or some of the people who used it may not know as much as they should about what's connected to that whole cotton picker description. I was just wondering that. Did I lose you?
No, I understand you. It's the same thing I'm saying. The term that is used to describe my tribe, it's a derogatory word. It has no interpretation in my language. It's a language by the nomads in Northern Africa, the Fulanis. They described us Yoruba actually in their language, and the intonation has changed over the years. It's Yarabawa that changed to Yorubawa that changed to Yoruba. And what it means is the deceiver, those that should not be trusted. Because when they did, they're nomads. They move across the Sahara Desert. They move across the desert. They're Arab people, people of the desert. That's what Arab means. So when they came across my people that were migrating, they you know, during the trade, trading with silk and trading with textile and precious stones and all that, they looked at them as the deceiver. So that's the description. And they described us as the deceiver in their own language. Now that description has stuck on my tribe. But my tribe originally, and with, this is interesting because my tribe originally, our description in our own language has traces to African literature, biblical literature, the Old Testament. We described ourselves as Omo Noah B, and Omo Noah B means the children of Noah. And what they're trying to say is they're tracing their lineage back to the descendants of Noah. They're tracing their lineage back to Nimrod. And they say that Oduduwa was the father of the Yorubas. And the folklore, or the account of creation, according to the Yorubas, was a grown man fell down from the sky. So the question is, if Oduduwa is the father of the Yorubas, Oduduwa had his own father, and his own father was called Lamerudi. And when you trace and do your research on Lamerudi, it points to the state. It's a...
And of course, check out MorocOris.com for more spiritual drip. You can find full episodes of the podcast featuring Straight Facts on Spotify, Apple Music, and soon on YouTube. Also, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/MorocOris for all your favorite rapid fire discussions. And stay tuned for more. Peace, Mur Amun Ra.